Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 1. Jeremiah, the Tender-Hearted Prophet of the Tender-Hearted God. Wednesday, Related Verses. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 17, 18, 19, 7, 9, 10, and 11. Verse 17 through 19. Thus says Jehovah of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women to come, and send for the skillful women to come. Let them hasten and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may shed tears and our eyelids may pour forth water. For a voice of wailing was heard from Zion. How we are ruined, we are utterly put to shame. For we have forsaken the land because they have cast down our dwellings. Verse 7. Therefore, thus says Jehovah of hosts, indeed I will refine them and test them. For what else can I do because of the daughter of my people? Verses 9 through 11. Shall I not punish them for these things, declares Jehovah? And on a nation such as this, shall my soul not avenge itself? For the mountains I will take up a weeping and wailing, and for the pastures of the wilderness a lamentation, because they have been burned up so that no one passes through. And the sound of cattle is not heard. Both the birds of the sky and the beasts have fled and have gone. And I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a habitation of jackals, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, and verses 48 through 50. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Verses 48 through 50. My eye runs down with streams of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eye pours forth and does not stop. There is no cessation until Jehovah looks down and sees from the heavens. Suggested reading. In the Bible, there was a weeping prophet. He said, my eye runs down with water, and my eye runs down with streams of water. The feeling to weep was very heavy in him. But when you read the book of Jeremiah, you can sense that although he wept, his emotion had been disciplined. His sorrowful and weeping emotion had been restricted, so that God could come to him and use him to express the sorrowful feelings that were in God's heart. Although God was grieved and hurt because of his people, he had to find someone on this earth who had these feelings. Then, when his spirit came upon that particular one and put those feelings in his spirit, he would then express the sorrowful feeling of God out of his emotion. If Jeremiah had been a merry and cheerful prophet, God would not have been able to use him. Hence, in order that God may be fully expressed through you, you need a spiritual emotion. The book of Jeremiah has as its particular nature and standing God's tender-heartedness plus God's righteousness. Our God is a tender-hearted God. And he is absolutely righteous. He is full of compassion, sympathy, and tender care. Yet, he is righteous. As the righteous God, he cannot spare those who have sinned against him. He has to judge them. He is such a God. This book is also an autobiography in which Jeremiah tells us of his situation, his person, and his feeling, revealing his tender heart. Jehovah is the tender-hearted God, and in being tender-hearted, Jeremiah is absolutely one with God. In his weeping, Jeremiah represented God. Thus, God could use a prophet like Jeremiah to express him, speak for him, and represent him on earth. According to the book of Jeremiah, God's love is a composition of his tender care, compassion, and sympathy. Even while he chastises his elect people, Israel, he is compassionate toward them. Regarding this, God can be compared to a father who weeps as he disciplines his child, because he loves the child. Jeremiah wept on God's behalf. His weeping expressed God's feeling. We may say that God wept within Jeremiah's weeping, for in his weeping, Jeremiah was one with God. In Jeremiah chapter 9, we see not only Jehovah's correction to Israel, his hypocritical worshipers, but also his feeling concerning Israel's suffering of his correction. Jehovah said that for the mountains he would take up a weeping and wailing, and for the pastures of the wilderness a lamentation. He would do this because they had been burned up, so that no one passed through, and the sound of cattle was not heard. Both the birds of the sky and the beasts had fled and gone. Then Jehovah said, I will make Jerusalem heaps, a habitation of jackals, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. This indicates that although Jehovah was punishing Israel, he was still sympathetic toward them. On the one hand, he was punishing Israel. On the other hand, he was sympathizing with his punished people. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 17 through 19, Jehovah proposed that the mourning women, professional wailers, come and wail for us. In these verses, the words us and our indicate that Jehovah joined himself to the suffering people and was one with them in their suffering. The sympathetic God who punished was also among his punished people. Eventually, those who wailed were wailing not only for Israel, but also for Jehovah. Jehovah himself was weeping in sympathy for his people. He was like a mother who, while spanking her child, weeps along with her child.